This is the SML Podcast.
I just hit it. So whenever we want to start, we can start. It's up to you. The power is in your hands, Joe.
In my hands?
The power is yours and yours alone.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And he's eating.
Lunchcast.
Crunchcast, lunchcast, munchcast, crinklecast.
Yep.
SML podcast.
That's what this is.
Yay! Special guest in studio this week. Studio.
That's actually a correct term now. This is technically a studio apartment.
Yeah, true.
So, studio.
So, hi.
Hi.
why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Eric. I was on here before. Looking at news.
As he doesn't talk into the microphone at all.
Listen, I'm talking into the microphone.
Close enough.
Yo, what's up, Chris? How you doing?
What's up? How are you?
Do the whole show like this.
I'm getting further away.
I'm pretty positive it didn't pick any of that up.
Nice.
Like any of it. So it's just out of nowhere. It's just me talking.
Nice. That works. I don't know. When I had a run out to the car last week and I listened back, you can hear me just yelling. My fucking windows are down.
From outside?
No, like from over by the door.
Oh, I was going to say, like, holy fuck, man. Like,
some damn good microphones.
I'd be really impressed if you could hear it from in here from outside when all of my windows and doors were closed.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. It's just me going, fuck, 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 fuck. Son of a bitch. But yeah, that storm last week. Holy shit.
That was fucking ridiculous.
I'm actually kind of sad that I missed all the good stuff down my way.
Are you talking about the hailstorm?
Yeah. It was crazy in Danville.
We didn't get anything. We got nothing.
Danville got fucking rocked.
But this is the second time that this has actually happened. Because when we had the very last snowstorm, it came through. Williamsburg got it. Danville got it. Moken got it. Everyone else got it. Wilkesburg got it. Nanticoke got it. Berwick didn't get anything.
Good old Berwick.
It just goes around the methwick. It's all that meth.
The meth cloud melts.
The SML forecast.
So,
apparently we do weather now.
Fuck, I'll pull up a weather app.
No.
This week, expect shower.
Golden showers.
Wah, wah.
Well, Joe, did you know that the Kinect 2.0 is selling for less than $35 in Britain?
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at now.
Did you know?
Well, I don't know why they would sell for anything right now, because there's no connectless systems out right now.
Well, no, it's hold on a second. Do. Since they are coming out with the bundle or the system without the Kinect, the European GameStop equivalent CEX is listing the Kinect 2.0 for $20 euro, which is less than $35. It seems as though while some of their stock is secondhand, some of it they just literally took out of the bundles and are selling it independent.
So that's not the official price.
No, they're just setting
a precedent. They took it amongst themselves.
They opened up their bundles, took it out, and selling it independently.
So they're being dickheads, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds like it.
Good idea, though.
You know what else is a good idea?
Silencing your phone.
You know what else is a good idea? Looking into the microphone when you go to talk to it.
So this week that's a
much better idea. Because when you go like this, it goes away. It's true.
It's this magical technology of microphones.
Yeah.
Does it actually go away?
Yeah.
Does it really?
For the most part. Yeah, these are drum mics. They're not like
they're
vocal
not
mics.
Vocal mics. These are supposed to be for drums.
All right. They have a multi-use.
Technically, yeah.
Technically.
It still acts as a microphone. It picks up sound.
It picks up sound right here. So every time Chris snorts and sniffles, it gets... It's like fingers on a chalkboard to me.
Sorry. I'm not sorry.
And Ashley does it all the time.
God damn. Snortcast. Snifflecast.
I quit. My name's Tim now.
Oh. So there was a little bit of news that literally just broke.
Yeah, I guess we'll get the sad news out of the way first.
A few minutes ago, like as I was setting everything up, which is a bummer.
Yeah, looks like there have been 37, was it? People
30 something
laid off at Harmonix, which is a bummer.
Was it? It wasn't any of our friends, right?
Not that I know of. I don't see why it would be. My guess is it's mostly like QA testers, stuff like that. It happens.
Replaceable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shitty to see people lose their jobs, but Harmonix said that they will be well taken care of, and it doesn't affect any of the games that are in the works right now. So Fantasia is good. Amplitude is good.
It's a bummer when like that news literally comes out. How many days ago was the end of the Kickstarter?
Friday.
Yeah. So I mean, it's been
so a week ago.
Less than a week, technically.
Well, this comes out on Friday.
So. Okay. Well, then like a week. So a week ago.
By the way, I do want to say I called it last week when we were talking about Amplitude and how close they were. I was like, I think they'll get fully funded by tonight. They did.
They did.
Which is awesome. But yes, Amplitude has been funded and will happen for the PS3 and PS4, which is good news for all
that have a PlayStation 3 or a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have either.
Pick up a cheap PS3.
Yeah, PS3s are actually like pretty cheap now. Or you could just wait. I guarantee you, man, if you wait until like Black Friday and go to like a GameStop,
oh, you'd be able to pick it up for like $100 probably.
Yeah.
And some games. Like, yeah. So
time to clear out stock.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we'll see about that, considering like how many more days until E3?
The day of my surgery is when E3 starts.
So what is that, like a week or
the
two?
The 9th. So it'll be a week and a half, pretty
week
much.
Week and a half. Because, I mean, I don't know, with E3 happening, I mean, hopefully we'll get some game announcements, we'll get some, you know, we'll get some sort of support for the next gen, because if not, then they might try and squeeze another couple years out of the PS3. And
I guess we'll see. I've been joking around that Sony is going, in retaliation to Microsoft dropping the price on the Xbox One, they're going to cut the PS4 down to $199 and then take a shit on an Xbox One on stage. And then people will declare that the greatest E3 conference of all time.
For a moment there, I thought you were going to be even funnier and you were just going to go, okay, so they're going to drop the price down to $200. But on top of that, it's just the console. So you don't get any of the cords that connect it. You don't get a controller.
Like, Sony
you just
would
get the
do
shell. You don't even
like
get
that.
The components. You just get the shell.
Sony would pull some bullshit like that.
Yeah. Like, we're going to do a price drop, but you still have to buy all the shit.
You got to buy the games, you got to buy the controller, and you need all the components inside the system.
Yeah. Now, the $200 will be just the components, not assembled.
You have to solder everything yourself.
Or build your own PlayStation 4, yeah.
See, I wouldn't mind that, because if I put it together and they had instructions,
it wouldn't overheat as much.
I wouldn't put the case on it.
Yeah.
And it would have plenty of open air to not be stupidly overheating hot.
We might be able to do that for you, Joe.
Yeah, I don't want to void the warranty. Because it probably will break again.
Yeah, let's not go with probably. It will break again. It's just a matter of time.
I'm surprised it's still working after 2 weeks.
Me too.
But speaking of new consoles and purchases, Eric, that's why you're here.
I thought I was going to be the eye candy for the show. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. So. You look great in waveform.
Thanks.
We'll just put a picture of his face for the YouTube video this week.
Yeah, I just bought an Xbox backwards. One 4 days ago. Yeah, 4 days ago.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I woke up to a text. He's like, hey, ignoring.
Well, first off, you woke up to a text. Let's add it up. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And
it doesn't matter what the time was.
I don't have a job or a life.
It doesn't change the fact that he woke up to a text. Yes.
Maybe I'm a third shift guy.
Fair enough. You
fucker.
Yeah.
But it's just a text that said, hey, ignoring all your issues with the PS4, if there was a gun to your head right now and someone said to pick a console, what would you pick?
That's an easy answer.
So I said Xbox One. And he bought an Xbox One. There's a couple more steps in between.
I had that problem.
Yeah, so, I literally took your advice on that. That was your definitive. And then I said, well, then the second question was, a used Xbox One and then a game? Or an Xbox One with a Titanfall bundle? Or Xbox One with a Forza 5?
Forza 5.
I told him to go with the Titanfall bundle.
And then I went with the Titanfall.
Because last time we had him on the show, it was for the Call of Duty episode. So I know
he
likes blau shooter.
For you, Titanfall.
Yep.
So I told him to get the Titanfall
for
bundle.
For me, I would get Forza.
Well, see, I ended up buying Forza, and I play Forza more than I do Titanfall.
Mental high five.
Whatever. You don't know me.
The shoes on my feet, I bought them. I'm an independent woman.
So, talk about your process in getting the system and all that fun stuff.
Well, first off, me and my girl went to Walmart and saw the Titanfall bundle sitting there. And I said, all right. And then we went over to GameStop. I said, hon, I said, I need you to give me a reason not to buy an Xbox One. I said, it's $500. I said, give me a good reason not to buy one. She didn't have a single reason because I just bought her a camera. So she's like, I can't physically give you a reason. She's like, it's just, do you buy a used one, the Titanfall bundle, or the Forza bundle? I was like, I don't know. So literally, I was just like, after texting Joe, I just picked up the Titanfall bundle. Got it. And I was actually surprised because a guy at GameStop was actually nice about it because I went to buy a headset. Not knowing that one came in the bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, listen, before I make you spend money that you don't need to spend, he's like, go check the bundle. He's like, it probably has one in there.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
You could have asked me that. I couldn't. Oh, or, right. You could have looked at the side of the box.
Well, the thing was, GameStop didn't have it. I had to go back to Walmart to pick it up.
Mm.
And that was a trip in itself. But no, I'm extremely happy with it. Extremely. I don't like the size of it. I understand it, but I'm extremely happy with it.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, like, we've gone over it multiple times about the size of it. I mean, to me, it's really not that fucking big of a deal. It needs to be, because it needs air and it needs, you know.
I was telling him on the way up, I'm glad it's that big.
Yeah. It's like, quiet. It's real quiet.
If you took the thing apart, there's a lot of open air in there.
Yep.
Because it has room to breathe. And plenty of ventilation, and it's quiet and cool, unlike the PlayStation 4, which has everything
packed
in.
Sounds like a jet engine taking off.
Pretty much. It's insane how loud that thing gets.
And that's what's funny is, because I have the Wii U as well. We were
Continue. I'm trying to get something out of my throat.
He has a pube stuck right there.
I was redoing all the wires behind my entertainment system to incorporate that power brick on the Xbox One. And I never even realized, even when I hooked it up, the Wii U has a power brick attached to it. Sony is the only company that didn't add one to their system.
Mm-hmm.
And my Wii U and my Xbox One is quiet. And your PlayStation 4 is an F-18 hornet taken off.
You should come down and listen to it sometime. It's pretty fucking crazy.
It is. It's...
Wow. And it's not like I have it in an entertainment center or behind a door or anything. It's on top of the TV stand with plenty of open air around it. So it's just fucking loud.
Now, you know you're going to get a lot of people hating on the Xbox for that. They're going to defend Sony 100%.
There's always going to be people that will defend whatever company for blind faith.
And that's the good thing about this show. Nobody listens to us, so nobody complains to us.
No. We'll never have someone like, oh, man, you're not giving Sony a fair chance, like, because they don't care that we don't care. It's fine. Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, listen, I want to like my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, you wouldn't have bought it.
I spent, well, I didn't spend. Ashley spent.
Good clarification.
We spent $400 on the console, bought an extra controller, picked up the charging stand. I have, God, 8 maybe physical games. I have plenty of shit downloaded. I wouldn't have spent all this money just to hate it.
Right.
I want it to be good. I want it to work. I want to enjoy it. I just don't want it to be fucking loud.
And well, see, and that's the thing is, I probably should have mentioned, this is the first Microsoft console that I've owned. I didn't have an Xbox 360.
Oh, that's right.
I only had PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3. PlayStation 1, I didn't have any problems with. PlayStation 2, I had problems with. PlayStation 3, I had problems with. But I always liked Microsoft's, the media board, their interface.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, I'm trying to look at him. But anyways, I always liked their interface, but that's my one gripe about the Xbox One, is if I wanted Windows 8, I would have got it for my computer. I don't want it on that system.
See, I don't mind it on there. I think it's a good layout for the system.
I like the pinning that you can pin. I just don't like, I wish it was a little more customizable than what it looks like, because now it's just Windows 8.
Okay, but like Sony products, they all look the same.
I mean, right, and I always hated Sony's
their interface
sucked.
Yep.
Oh my God, the UI we talked about this last week. I hate the UI for the PS4 because it's just a line of icons. At least on the Xbox One, like if you go to my games and apps, you could look at games separately, you could look at apps separately.
Right.
They have two rows of icons. You can use the bumpers to skip pages.
Right, and then on your home screen, you have the pins, then you have your main, then the store and everything else, the apps.
I love the pins. I think that's genius, and I can't wait until the smart glass is updated so that I can manage the pins a lot easier.
Right, because like for the games that you have that you bought through the Xbox or the Microsoft Store, Plants vs. Zombies, the Power Star Golf, you can just pin it.
Yeah.
And it's nice because then it just sits right there.
Yep.
Nice system.
Killer instinct.
Love it.
Yes.
He's got to pick that up.
Yes, yeah, you do. I need to get the character bundle for it.
It is absolutely required.
See, that's why I told you to do it last week when you first got it, because the character bundle was on sale.
Is it not anymore?
Nope. It was just last week.
Well, that sucks.
That's what I told you.
You fucked up.
The sale only goes for another day or two, so you got to jump on that.
You fucked up.
I fucked up.
But
should have got him.
At least now you have two options. You could either do the complete bundle, which has all the characters from season one and the outfits and all that stuff. Or you can go with the ultimate bundle, which has all the characters, outfits, customizable stuff, plus the arcade version of Killer Instinct. Which is only available in that bundle.
I have choices.
Yes.
It's good to have choices.
Definitely choices. Do not just buy the characters individually.
No. That'd be a waste.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with Power Star Golf. You can buy the game. I think it was $15.99 for the game.
I think $20.
It's something like that. You can buy the game or you can buy the courses individually, which I think each course was like $6 or $7 or something. Which doesn't make sense.
And the funny thing is, that's actually new. They just started that last week.
Yep.
Because before that, it was just $20, you get everything. And then they changed it to make it more free to play and just buy what you want. Just fucking buy
just
it
buy
all.
Just buy the game.
Yeah.
Just
buy it. Well, let me shift gears a little bit. Because we talked a lot about the consoles and stuff last week. Joe.
Huh.
What are your thoughts on Wolfenstein so far?
From what I played so far, I am on chapter 4 now, I think. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. God, I can't even think of the word now. And the collector whore in me, I guess I'll just say that. OCD, maybe. The map lets you know where secret items are, so you can find all the goodies. Although I found out that to make the icons pop up of where the hidden special items are, the collectibles, You have to stealth kill the commanders.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that at first, because the one chapter where you wake up in, I don't think it's a mental hospital, but just like just a hospital in general where a family's taking care of you. When I first started the stage, I just went and I killed everybody. I'm like, oh, I guess there's no collectibles in this. And then I went online because when you were over and I couldn't figure out where that one fucking collectible was.
Yeah.
That shed that I was like trying to get on top of and everything, there was a little opening on the side of the shed that you had to duck down and look inside to pick up a collectible. But I noticed that I missed all the collectibles in that hospital chapter. And I was, how the fuck did I miss them? I didn't see anything. And I dug around online, and apparently stealth killing the commanders is what reveals the question marks.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's a cool little way to encourage stealth play and being quiet and all that other fun stuff.
That's very cool. I like the
way the perk system works in the game. A lot of people bitched when the achievements came out that, oh man, everything looks so basic. It's just like complete levels and get perks. Like, why isn't there anything cool like getting so many headshots or stealth killing a bunch of people? And that's what the perks are. Like, to unlock a perk, it's like stealth kill 5 commanders. Okay, unlocks a perk and gives you an achievement. And then another one, like so many headshots or throw knife kills, stuff like that. So I like the way that they put the perks in the game and tied it with achievements and all that stuff. It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, and I like that. I only got to see you play a couple minutes of it when we were stopping down on Monday. But I like that they incorporated the whole like old school, like if you pick up health, then it goes past 100 and like gradually starts declining, you know, at the more and more that you have of it.
Yeah. One of the perks was actually to get to 200 health in overcharge mode.
Yep.
So I had to find a bunch of health packs in a row and be like, okay, go here, 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 get them all. Pretty much sprint around doing it.
But that's what's cool about it is it has like a slight old school type of feel to it, but it looked really good. I mean, it looked really fantastic.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
So, have you been able to mess around with Watch Dogs at all?
I only played a few minutes of it so far. I think I'm technically still in the tutorial mission. I didn't really have much time to get into it, and things have been kind of hectic at home lately with doctor appointments and
right.
preparing for the surgery, but I know Eric has dumped a bunch of time into it.
That game is fantastic.
See, now I've heard a lot of mixed reviews on it.
By who?
About like just a lot of different people. Some people saying like I've seen like some poor performance issues. I've seen some development issues as far as like, you know, they didn't have the budget to put in like mirrors, but then you'll go to something that's reflective and it shows like there's a screenshot of someone was walking down an alley and they look at one of the windows in one of the buildings and it's reflective. It shows their character and it shows a road behind them. But then when they look behind them, it was just a fence and dirt. So it's just like, it's not even an actual reflective thing. It's just a randomly put fucking backdrop, so it makes it look like design stuff, as far as like, you know, somebody said they go to this one bar or something like that, and from the outside it looks like really nice and pretty, and there's tropical trees that are like outside of it to make it look like this, you know, like fun, hip kind of place, and then you walk in and it's like a dirty, grungy biker bar. And then like
sweet.
And then there was another thing where it was like the T system or whatever for the subways and or the trains and the rail cars and stuff like that. Like there's 90 degree angles on some of them, which a train cannot do. Like
I'm not that far that I've actually gotten onto a train. The only thing I can say, like if somebody, like every game's gonna have its downfalls and have its problems.
But
if
you have to remember
noticing looking into a window, drive around fucking shit up.
You have to remember, this game got pushed back because they said that it wasn't done.
Mm.
So the way that I look at it is, if you're going to push it back and none of this shit was addressed, like, that's a red flag for me.
Is that for PC or is that for
everything?
Oh, because PC, I know, is having a lot of problems with it.
And that's the other thing, too. The PC port, from what I understand, the resolution is actually worse.
Yeah. Wow. They're having a RAM issue as well with it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any I don't want to say graphical, but performance issues while I've been playing. I've been putting bridges up and hacking crap and hacking the whole city, and it hasn't glitched. It hasn't
And then there's
froze.
Well, there was another thing too, was they didn't put any kind of like boats or water
that
units
is wrong
in it.
That is completely wrong. Within 2 minutes of that game, I was on a boat.
Well,
I'm on a boat.
I'm talking about like losing wanted levels.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I was being chased by cops and drove my car into the water and hopped on a boat, took off.
And yeah, but I'm saying like to be chased in the water.
I thought I saw a cop boat, but I don't know.
There aren't any.
That's good.
All you have to do is just go into the water and you lose your wanted level.
Yeah. Cool. Total easy mode. It's like fucking Grand Theft Auto 5. You could just hide in a bush and the cops.
The thing also, you can, if in Watch Dogs, since you only got up to the house, I don't know if you tried it. If you actually break in, now one of my biggest gripes, and this isn't even a spoiler, so someone gets mad. One of the abilities, right when you first start the game, if you break into a car, your guy actually smashes the window and your alarm goes off. But within the first mission, you get your skill points and you can get a skill that you automatically disable all the alarms. So an alarm never goes off. But if you break into a car with a person right there, she will call the cops and the cops will come after you, but you can hide in the car and they'll just keep driving right by you.
That's retarded.
Or when she calls the cops, you can just hack the phone or beat the crap out of her.
Yeah, do a non-lethal takedown.
Yeah.
That's retarded. I mean, like, I don't know.
There's an achievement for 10 of those. I peaked.
I know, I did them already.
Like, I don't know. There's I want to try it. I really do. I want to play it. I don't want to spend the money on it, but I want to play it.
It is a fun game. Yeah. It's different because to me, all those games that ever came out with this kind of style is a Grand Theft Auto. It's the same. You're driving a car, whatever. They're not real cars. The only difference is it is fun if you're driving, you're in a police chase, you hack it, pop a barrier up, and the cops crash.
Yeah, you were talking about just doing that over and
over. Yeah, I was being chased by bad guys, and I would just drive around in one circle, and I would pop a barrier up and crash all their cars into the barrier. I mean, it gets fun jumping the bridges, but
what I've played so far, I've enjoyed. I definitely want to sit down either tonight or over the weekend and put more time into it. My concern right now is the size of it. One of my gripes with Grand Theft Auto 5 is it was too big. The map was too big and so many spots were just too empty. So you would be driving forever just to find something to do. Like if you were in the...
You haven't looked at the map, have you?
I know it's huge in Watch Dogs.
Because there's stuff there, but it is. Like, at one point, I had to do a mission, and I was all the way on, like, the east. And I'm like, all right, I need to go rest. I had to go all the way. It was like a 15-minute drive just to get back in-game, just to get back to the house.
Well, I know that they do have fast travel in
the game. Yeah, you can do that.
Instead of having to, like, hail a taxi in Grand Theft Auto 5 and hope you find one.
But it is also, it's a puzzle game. Like, there is one mission where you actually have to hack a camera, and then you have to keep hacking the cameras and hack the items to try and lure the security guards into them.
Nice.
And kill them with just the items. Because if you don't, you're just going in balls to the wall.
I don't know. It seems interesting. I definitely want to give it a shot, but I don't know. We'll see. It's not like I'm going to pay full price for it. Yeah. I can't even pay. I had a hard enough time buying Trials Fusion for myself this weekend.
I will say I think that there's going to be a shitload of content in Watch Dogs because with the game, of course, I got the collector's edition. If you saw our unboxing video a couple days ago. Oh, burp. But I also got the collector's edition guide with it. The guide is over 550 pages.
Why?
because it's fucking massive and there's a ton of shit to do. And the collector edition guide actually has extra pages that aren't numbered of bonus content and profiles and all that.
Plus, yeah, plus
so
for an
extra.
So
it's like a 600-page guide.
Then an extra $20 so you can get the season pass, which is every single DLC that they come out with, packs and everything. Anything that they come out with, you get it.
Yeah, including all the pre-order stuff, which I liked. But just when I saw that guide, I got the box and it was heavy. I'm like, oh my God, how big is this? It's like as big as a Skyrim guide.
Oh my God.
It is huge. You can murder someone with that guide.
Hmm.
Drop it on a child.
I would do that. I don't like children.
But
I don't.
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be a lot of content in there to enjoy. Hopefully I'll have the time to give the game enough attention between Wolfenstein, Watch Dogs.
Mario Kart.
I was going to say Mario Kart comes out tomorrow.
Today.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm still putting plenty of time into Final Fantasy XIV. I've been trying to finish Child of Light recently. Transistor. I've been getting back into the pinball arcade and Zen pinball games. Like, there's just so much shit to play. So much.
Yep.
And then Mario Kart definitely going to steal my life away.
I want to play it so bad. Oh, how about the the DLC that they announced for today?
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it's coming to America or not. I hope it does, but...
Because it did say Japan on it, so...
Mario Kart is going to be getting Mercedes-Benz DLC.
Which is the coolest fucking thing ever.
Your cart will instead be a Mercedes-Benz.
And I want to start seeing Mario Forza.
Because they actually put out a Nintendo-themed commercial for Mercedes in Japan, which is hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
I hope it comes here, too. I hope it's not just Japan only.
I hope so, too, because I would be very interested in playing that, just because it would be very different.
The Koopalings in a Mercedes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. That'd be really, really cool. And speaking of other DLCs, and speaking of carts.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
Arma 3... is getting it released today, yesterday, however you want to look at it, Thursday. DLC for Arma Kart Racing. it was made as an April Fool's joke, but apparently it got released Thursday. So
for reals,
for reals. So you can ride go karts with your Arma characters.
Insane. I can't believe...
I think it's like $2 for the DLC. So if you have Arma, pay $2 and get that DLC and let me know how it is. Because I'm not going to buy Arma.
I think
just
he just watched the commercial.
I did. I just watched that Mercedes-Benz Mario commercial.
Show him the commercial.
I would like to see this, actually.
Might as well add volume to it.
What in the hell?
Just watch it.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's not done.
Yeah, the end is the best.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What? Oh, Jesus. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely goddamn
that
ridiculous.
That is fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, so what other game news has come out recently? I know that EA announced that Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare will be hitting the PS3 and PS4 in August, which is good news for PlayStation owners who don't have an Xbox One.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the game looks fun. I know you play it a lot.
It is amazing. It is fantastic. So fucking good.
And addicting.
I'm actually kind of jealous because the PlayStation version is going to have, like, special PlayStation outfits in it.
Eh, whatever.
like Sly Cooper outfits.
Nah, it's kind of cool.
I don't know if they're going to be special characters with their own abilities or if it's just like the outfits and shit, but it's still funny as hell.
If it's mostly like aesthetics, then you shouldn't really worry about it too much. But if it's not aesthetics, then fuck you, Sony.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I know that they announced there's going to be a Ratchet and Clank collection hitting the Vita later on.
Okay.
When is it?
That could be cool.
Looks like July.
July?
Yep.
You got Witcher 3?
Is that, like, announced? Yeah.
Well, Witcher 3 has been announced for all the platforms. Yeah,
they're just going to give a more in-depth, proper look at the game.
So pretty much what they should be showing at E3, they're going to release early. Because who needs to care about E3 anymore, right?
Fuck E3. Just
release all the details early.
Hey, Nintendo didn't really do anything for E3. They did a huge Nintendo Direct before it, and they're doing the same thing this year.
Speaking of things for me to be pissed about with E3 is on June 11th and 14th at select Best Buy locations in America.
Oh, they're doing the Nintendo
Whitehall,
thing again?
They're doing a Smash Brothers thing.
Son of a bitch.
And if you're one of the first 70 people to pre-order the game, each day you get a special Smash Brothers gold coin. And I'll be in the fucking hospital.
The 11th is the day before my birthday.
I might be getting discharged on the 11th.
Yeah, but you're not going to be moving around.
Probably not. So I just want the fucking coin. So bad.
I don't even have a Wii U yet.
Maybe I'll be mobile by the 14th.
That's possible. No, that's possible.
Go down to Whitehall on Saturday.
In a wheelchair.
Pretty much.
Basically. But no, I remember the Best Buy thing doing, what was it? What did they have last year?
They had Mario Kart, Donkey Kong, Mario 3D World.
Oh, that's right.
I thought there was one more.
There's a Luigi one too, wasn't it? Wasn't it that one when it was getting released?
No. Because Donkey Kong, I don't know.
I don't remember.
It was all about Mario Kart. No one gave a fuck about anything else. It's
always about Mario Kart. But yeah, I'm actually like, it's cool that they're doing that, but like, I don't know. I still have like a slight quarrel with Best Buy, but whatever. Whatever.
I just want that coin.
I know you do, Joe.
I want the fucking coin.
I know that you do, Joe. The collector in you is crying.
Oh my God. If I can move around on the 14th, like if I wake up in the morning, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I can tolerate this. I might just go down to Whitehall. I won't have anyone to go with me.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't make sense to run all the way to Wilkes-Barre.
No.
To go down to Whitehall, then back to Wilkes. No, you're not free Saturday, are you? The 14th.
Oh.
See? No. God damn it.
Nope. The show that I was supposed to play got canceled for the 14th, too.
Well, drive down to Danville.
We can go to Whitehall so that we can try these games out.
So we could play Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers.
And get a golden coin. It starts at noon. I would fucking go down there at 10. So I could definitely be one of the first 70.
I would go at like 9
or 8. I was
going
to say,
8.
Like, you would have to probably get there for like 6.
Yeah.
No, because we fought that last time with the whole Best Buy thing.
Yeah.
You weren't there that day, were you?
No, but they weren't doing anything as far as like the first however many people got in, got something, didn't they?
Well, they were giving away like hats and flags. Apparently, they had Year of Luigi gold coins there, but the lady never gave any of them out, which kind of annoys me.
What a cunt.
And like, we were there maybe an hour early, and people weren't showing up until like 10, 15 minutes before the event.
Oh.
So I think if I'm there like an hour or two early, I'll be good.
Yeah, but it's Smash Brothers. Don't underestimate Smash Brothers.
But you have to pre-order the game too. The first 70 pre-orders.
Yeah, but Don't you already have it pre-ordered?
No.
Wait.
So you have to go
in.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait. Explain
there.
This. Yeah, you actually have to be one of the first 70 people to go in to be there and then actually pre-order it?
Yes. Okay. Just like a $5 deposit. You don't have to buy the whole thing up front.
Right. But
yeah, the first 70, not just the first 70 people, which some people are reporting.
I don't think there's 70 people in Whitehall that has a Nintendo Wii U.
But there are probably more than 70 who will buy a Wii U for Smash.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. And who will pre-order the game just so they could get that golden coin.
Indeed. Right.
See, I would pre-order it in Whitehall and then just never get it because I'm not going to drive to Whitehall to pick up a game.
Right.
But I'm pretty much buying a coin for $5. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I want that golden coin.
Like you've given more for less.
Those Year of Luigi coins are selling for like $40-$50 right now. For a tiny little golden coin.
And that cunt never fucking gave you one.
That whore.
I wonder if it'll be the same rep. Probably.
Yeah, but this time I know for a fact that they'll have coins to give away. Like, I didn't know until after last year.
You didn't know what you were looking for. This time you know.
At least I still got the Luigi hat and the flag.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just looking at my computer screen to see if anybody messaged me on Diablo. I've been farming crafting materials all day, and I still only got like
So this is probably the dumbest question ever, but what are you playing?
Diablo. I mean, I bought Trials. I started playing a little bit of it. I'm liking it so far. The design of a lot of the levels are fucking ridiculous. But, you know, that's to be expected of a Trials game. But, like, graphically, like, it looks fucking awesome. Like, the environments and stuff are, like, a lot more developed than they've ever been. So, I mean,
That's just a bit, though.
It's a lot of fun. It's kind of a pain in the ass, like, having to go through and, like, I don't really care for the way that they implemented the tricks or whatever. Like, using the other thumbstick and then, like, having to point it in one direction or whatever direction to get, like, certain skills to automatically, or certain tricks to automatically happen. Because I feel like it's not that responsive for, like, some of the stuff that I'm trying to do. But overall, I mean, it's fun. I like it. I'm enjoying it.
Talking about Trials has me thinking this one commercial. I think Danimal shared it on Twitter. It's for someone's internet, maybe like Comcast internet or something like that, where they have...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And it's people playing Trials, and the guy's like, well, are you experiencing any lag, or how much buffering are you experiencing? Fucking buffering in a video game?
In a video game? Like, wow, you fucking retard. Oh, and it's all, and in Trials. Of all games, Trials. Yeah. Where the only time that you ever experience a connectivity thing is after you've already ran the course.
Well, this was showing, like, four-player races. I don't know if it was against ghost carts or...
Well, I still haven't found the menu to race online yet.
I don't know, but...
Even
still, buffering.
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard someone mention buffering?
Every day I'm buffering, buffering, buffering.
I would say 2004.
Yeah, I replied to Danimo. I'm like, thank God I'm no longer gaming and real player.
Yeah, that was a joke. Absolute joke.
Buffering.
Yeah, I saw that like a couple days ago, and I'm just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, that is some of the dumbest things I've ever, ever, ever heard. So
that all you're playing? Probably, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just, it's primarily Diablo. I've played a little bit of Planetside, but not really. It was mostly Diablo. Started gearing up some other characters and farming, crafting materials.
He's going to go on forever. Eric, what have you been playing?
My dick. No,
That was a short game, huh?
It was like 2 minutes. It's I don't know. See, with the Xbox One, it's real hard because I've been jumping back from game to game. Every game that I have, I currently have been playing, except for Zoo Tycoon, which won't let me play anymore after 6 hours.
Is it a demo?
No, it's the full game. But after six hours...
You were telling me on the way up.
This is what happened. I played the demo. I was like, the game looks awesome. I can feed an elephant and giraffe. I'm going to buy it. that sold me.
Okay.
So I bought the game. And I'm sitting there doing all these challenges and putting all these animals in my park and taking care of them, making them freaking happy. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? I need a pair of lions. I want to breed them. So I'm going to make lions. And I literally cannot build anything more in my park. And I probably have maybe 10 exhibits in my park and I'm maxed out. But they give you this huge freaking open space to build on. But you can only build so much. It's about a 6 hour game. And then after so long, it's the same challenges over and over again. They just cycle through. They want you to take a picture of an animal, sell your animal, and release your animal and breed it. And that's it. It's about a 6 hour game. I'm very disappointed with it.
I'd be a little aggravated.
I'm very.
Oh my God.
What? What's that? Why does that look like
breaking Nintendo news?
Why does that look like a GameCube controller?
Because it is.
Apparently,
for Smash Brothers, Nintendo is going to be releasing a special adapter for the Wii U that lets you play with GameCube controllers.
That's fantastic.
An adapter, a USB adapter that you plug the GameCube controllers directly into, and you can play the new Smash Brothers with a motherfucking GameCube controller.
Now, did they give a price with that yet?
No, this is like the only thing that was announced so far. Just this picture on the Nintendo Twitter.
That is freaking awesome.
And even better is that they show a black GameCube controller with a Smash Brothers logo.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're going to sell the adapter and the controller in a special bundle. Which, if so, I would order the fuck out of that.
Yeah, that would be...
I don't even care that I have Wavebirds at home waiting to be used.
Well, here's the deal. I can tell you right now that that is 100% going to be in effect because there's actually something like that that you just fucking went by, that little adapter right there, that you can actually plug into a 64 controller into and plug that into your iPhone.
Well, I know that's actually going to happen because that was a tweet from Nintendo.
That's
like they just revealed that now.
That's exciting. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only way that I enjoyed playing Smash Brothers was with a GameCube controller.
I don't know if I can go back to it, though.
Why?
I don't know if I can pick one up and... I don't know.
Why?
Oh, it's such a good controller.
I love that controller.
Sure, the button layout was
kind of... I loved it. I loved it. I loved it.
I still say that the Wavebird is one of the greatest controllers ever.
It is one of my favorite controllers, period.
Yeah, that's what that means.
No, I'm just saying, like, even just the default GameCube one.
See, I think the Wavebird just improved on it because it made it wireless and gave it some more weight. And it's wireless.
And
it's wireless.
It's wireless.
Wireless.
It's the fucking Wavebird.
Well, and that gives me even more of an excuse to get GameCube controllers because I have a Wii that I can plug GameCube controllers into the top of, which can play GameCube games. And then now I'll be able to use them once I buy a Wii U. Do you think that they'll be able to support other games with it too?
I don't know. That'd be great if it did.
That'd be fantastic.
If you can pretty much do any game that requires a classic controller that you could use a Wavebird would be amazing.
That'd be sick. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
And that would completely open the door for GameCube downloads.
Oh.
How awesome would that be?
You just blew my fucking mind.
And allegedly, I don't know if this is true or not, but in the homebrew scene, since the Wii U can run in Wii mode,
right?
They've discovered that you can run GameCube discs on the Wii U. Allegedly.
What?
It might be something.
How?
I don't know.
Well, It's definitely not a hardware problem. It's definitely not a software problem. it's just a matter of them just putting the software into it. Yeah. Like, it's just...
I mean, I don't... I've never done it myself. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just stuff that I've seen on message boards online that people, you know, they'll play it in Wii mode and using different homebrew. It's like when people would play DVDs in a Wii.
Right.
I mean, they changed the system later to remove the ability to read DVDs completely, which is why, you know, soft modding or hard modding,
hard modding
to play
yeah.
burned games kind of went away.
Right.
Although you could still do it off hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
They found a way to play DVDs on there. Apparently, they're finding ways to play GameCube discs through the Wii software.
Oh,
which yeah. is pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome, dude. Like, that's holy fuck.
Yeah, maybe they weren't using the actual GameCube discs. They were just using ISOs or something.
Presumably.
But who knows? Maybe.
But even still, like you said, like that could open up the door to downloaded.
Okay,
GameCube
I would.
Games.
I do just want to point out, though, that even though Nintendo announced, you said they just announced that.
Yes.
You can do it currently now. You can plug in a GameCube controller into your Wii.
No, Wii U.
The Wii U.
Yeah, you can. Or sorry, yeah, Wii and Wii U for $12.25 off of eBay.
Mm. But well, that's not an official item.
That's not a licensed product.
No. Yet. Who cares?
This is a licensed product.
$12.25 Nintendo will jack it up by $10.
They might sell it for like $20, unless they make a bundle, like he was saying.
Yeah,
I can. You get the, you get the controller and the adapter.
I could see just the adapter for $20, or the adapter and controller for $50.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Or a super special edition of the game, the controller, the adapter.
System. Oh, God.
Just Smash Brothers, the controller, the adapter, and maybe like a statue or something.
Oh,
wait, God. It's Nintendo. We won't get the statue here.
Oh,
Europe God. Will get a statue and a hand job.
And a hand job. and a hand.
And America, the box will just have like a foam middle finger in it. I'm still pissed about Bravely Default and Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Wind Waker Special Edition in Europe, it had like a plastic dome to go over the Ganon statue. In America, it's just the statue, no display dome.
I think it's just, I really do think it's just like a grudge.
I don't know. Bravely Default, the European Collector Edition, had a statue of Anya. And in America, we got everything but the fucking statue. And then Mario Kart. Yeah, America got the limited edition at Nintendo World only.
Are you going to Nintendo World?
No, because I can't get to fucking New York tomorrow for the game.
It's not that far of a drive.
I'm not driving in New York City.
You don't have to be in New York. You could just get there.
No, you have to be in New York City to get to Nintendo World.
Yeah, but you could just drive to the outskirts of the city and then just take a bus in.
Even still, there's no guarantee you'll get a copy.
It's true.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a line now for a midnight for a midnight launch, which I know they're doing for Mario Kart. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a giant line right now trying to get that special edition.
Yeah, I would.
Pre-orders for the special edition were gone in like 2 days after it was announced.
Yeah.
And it's just like a larger box with a tiny blue shell statue in there.
Which is pretty badass, though.
It's fucking baller, and I would go nuts to fucking get one.
I know you would.
But I'm not driving to New York City.
You could.
So, Joe, who are you looking forward to the most on Smash Brothers?
Honestly, Pikachu.
Really?
Yeah. Ever since I got Super Smash Brothers on the N64, like, I didn't know who to... What? What the hell was that look?
Pikachu?
When I was never into Pokemon, but when I got the original N64 Smash Brothers, I tried all the characters, and then as a joke, I'm like, oh, I'm going to play as Pikachu. And I really enjoyed the character. And Pikachu has been my default character since then.
He is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Pikachu's just fucking
zaps
awesome.
The shit.
Hell yeah, man.
Who are you looking forward to?
Honest, I don't know.
I already have my answer.
It's either Little Mac or Mega Man. One of the newcomers to the game.
I have two newcomers that I'm excited for.
Now, if it's one of the older, it's probably... I always liked Marth.
Yeah.
Fucking Villager.
Yes.
I'm really excited for the Villager. And Little Mac.
Yep.
Like, that's like... Those are the two where I'm just like, that's going to be fucking awesome. I'm really excited for those. So, that and... what was it? The Mega Evolution, not Mega Evolution, but the last illusion, evolution.
So you make
of
fun
Froakie.
Of me for not being able to say words.
I think it's Froakie, right?
I think so. What, Greninja?
Greninja.
Greninja.
Like that. I'm excited for him.
I'm honestly shocked that Lucario is back.
I'm not. Lucario had a really big deal in X and Y.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got rid of it.
I have it downloaded. You fucking got rid of it too, so don't give me that look.
Yeah, but I beat it first. I at least completed the game first.
I just want Psyduck.
Oh my god, if they put Psyduck into fucking Smash Brothers, I'd lose my shit.
I don't think they will, because they already have so many.
Yeah.
It needs to happen.
I have Greninja.
It needs to happen.
Charizard is his own character now. Which
I forgot.
Cool.
That's actually pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Did they say if Mewtwo's coming back?
He's not on the list.
He's not on the roster.
He's not on it yet.
Yo, I'm telling you right now, Nintendo, you wanna start like bringing your revenue back up? Start adding DLC characters to fucking Smash Brothers.
Well, they're
I wouldn't be shocked if
they're
they
still
don't.
Every I don't want to say every day, but they're still updating their rosters. Like they just updated and added Ike.
Yeah, that was a couple days ago.
Yeah, so now he's on there.
And so many people were pissed when he wasn't in the last game.
Ike?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool, too.
Didn't they add Crom from the new Fire Emblem?
I don't know.
I thought they did, or maybe it's a... Why? What the hell? Are you bleeding?
What
the fuck happened that you're just... Out of nowhere.
Spontaneously bleeding.
Like, hey guys, I'm bleeding. Why?
Like, and he didn't even say anything. He's just kind of like, I'm bleeding. He's just bleeding all over the place.
He took a gunshot wound to the leg.
Apparently.
An arrow to the knee.
Oh, you! I hate you. I hate you so much. We're going to stop the fucking recording right now just because I hate you that much for saying that.
Come on, it's on his knee. I had to.
No,
it's
you.
On the shin.
It's on the shin.
Fine, an arrow to the shin.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. So much. Fuck
hey,
you, Joe.
GameCube controller on the Wii U.
I'm really excited for that.
I will say, like, if they can actually, because I don't necessarily think I'm going to like the way that they're going to do Super Smash Brothers with the Wii U gamepad, because if it's anything like the way that they did, if I can't think of it, Tekken, where it was the cheap, you can just press the screen or you can just hit the one button and automatically did your special move without you actually have to do the button configuration.
Yeah.
So if they do it like that, I'm going to be a little pissed because it's just a cheap move.
Yeah, but
whatever.
It helps people who aren't good at fighters.
Right.
And if you're good at fighters, you'll beat the shit out of them anyway. It doesn't matter what special moves they have mapped to the screen. Some news that might interest you. Apparently, there are rumors of another trademark Nintendo filed for Delta Emerald Pokemon.
Delta Emerald?
Yeah, how they have Omega Ruby,
right,
and
Ruby
Alpha
and
Sapphire.
Sapphire.
There's apparently a trademark for Delta Emerald. So we might see another remake come along. Or they might just be covering their asses.
Or that. I could see it happening. I could totally see it happening. I would not be surprised by that in the least bit. I think it's mainly just because there's a lot of people that have it with the newer games. It's been kind of revitalizing like the Pokemon market.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of people that ended up really enjoying X and Y and got back into playing those games just because the newer versions came out. So why not like make newer versions of the old ones that like, I mean, like I never played Sapphire or Ruby or Emerald. And I've heard that those are some of the best ones in the series. So obviously I'd be interested in trying them. So I don't know.
It's just whether or not you'll keep the game.
You know, I get upset every day at the fact that I have nothing to play on my 3DS.
See, instead of buying retail copies of games, you should just buy Nintendo cards and download them. Then you can't trade them in.
I want to do that because I've been, for whatever reason, I've been wanting to play Animal Crossing again.
You know what else you could
but
do?
But I got rid of it, so I can't.
You could get the demo of Bravely Default.
Joe, I'm not getting the demo. I'm not. I'm not interested in the game. I'm not going to play it. If I was interested in the game, I would have gotten the demo. I'm not interested.
No, you wouldn't have. You've been arguing about the demo.
I said if I was interested in the game,
you said you were interested and that you'd want to try it.
Not really.
Heroes of Ruin? Could have got the demo for that.
See, I'm like, There's other games that I want to get on it. Like, I want to get the Yoshi's Island one. I want to get the Kirby one that just came out. Like, there's other stuff that, like, the Zelda game. Like, I still haven't fucking touched that. Still haven't played it. I don't own it.
You should.
So, there is a lot of other stuff that's on my radar. But most of it's Nintendo. Most of it's Nintendo products. Majority of it, the majority of it is actually Wii U stuff. But I don't have a Wii U, so. My birthday is in 2 weeks. Ish.
I'm not getting you a Wii U.
Fuck.
So we have an email from Zach.
Oh, cool.
Just a quickie.
3 pages?
No, it's actually a quickie.
Oh.
His email says, Dark Souls is one of the June games with gold titles on the Xbox 360. I've never played it. Looking really forward to dying next month. Lots.
Yeah. Yep.
So there is the record for the shortest email we ever got from Zach.
Yep. And yes, Games for Gold. Dark Souls.
Which is also hitting the Xbox One next month as well.
Dark Souls?
Yeah, no, the Games with Gold.
Oh, the Games with Gold.
Yeah.
Did they announce what they're going to put on that yet or no?
The first month is going to be Max Curse of the Brotherhood.
Don't even know what that is.
A downloadable game. And
it's
then,
like a platform.
Yeah. And then Halo Spartan Assault. I mean, they're not huge titles, but
it's just free a game. Games yeah, are free it's a game out of your collection.
It's true. It's a free game.
Unfortunately, I own them both. So.
Unfortunately.
Well, expectedly, I own
them. I was just going to say, yeah. Expectedly, you own them already.
I'm expecting big things for PlayStation Plus next month because
they always fucking. That's one thing that Sony definitely fucking nails. Like, I cannot fault them on what they do with PlayStation Plus as far as, like, the games that they give away and shit.
Plus, it's E3, which means that their year-long titles are going to be switching out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The June PlayStation Plus update should be pretty nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
Looks like Resogun is finally going. Pretty much both the games for PS4 are going. A handful of the PS3 games are going. I don't think they're doing the Vita yet because they do that in the fall, like the year-long titles for the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
But should be a pretty exciting month for PlayStation Plus, I hope.
Hopefully.
PlayStation Plus definitely has their off months.
Yeah, but you know what? Like I said, for the most part, they've gotten their shit together when it comes to the PlayStation Plus and the games that they give away and everything like that. So I'm gonna go out on a whim and say that it should be good, because I mean, I haven't really been too disappointed with the stuff that they've done. So
especially with their E3 releases,
those last years were really, really good. So
Uncharted, Little Big Planet Cart, and XCOM.
Yeah,
although apparently from what I've seen, XCOM isn't leaving this month. So I wonder what's going on with that one.
Maybe they'll just leave it up indefinitely.
Maybe.
Here's a free game all the time.
I will say one of the bummers about Games for Gold on the Xbox One is it's adopting the PlayStation Plus model of it's pretty much only yours while you have a gold membership.
Yeah, but you know what? That's fair. That's fair.
I do, and I completely agree with that. I think it's fair because if you just have the Xbox and you're not paying to play online, then why should you get these benefits?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, like, you have to be a gold member to get the games in the first place.
Yeah.
But it could be one of those things where it's like someone could just want one of the games that they do for Games for Gold
and just get a month
and then just get a month's subscription, right. Get the games and then not do gold again until some games come out that they want.
Because that's how it is on the 360. With the 360, when you get a game,
it's yours. Yeah.
No matter what. And it's still going to stay that way with the upcoming Games for Gold on the 360. But with the Xbox One games, you need to keep an active subscription.
Yeah. Which I feel is fair.
I'm 100% okay with that.
I just think it's a bummer compared to PS Plus. Because their big thing was these games are yours to keep no matter what. So I don't know.
I feel it's fair. I feel it's absolutely justifiable.
I think of that in the same way that PlayStation now requires PlayStation Plus to play online.
Well,
after a generation of saying we'll never charge for you to pay online, you know, pay to play online, you know, we're free online gameplay over here. And then with the PS4, they're like, oh yeah, now you need PlayStation Plus.
Does Nintendo give you free games every month?
No.
Oh.
So.
But they don't charge anything either.
No, they don't. However, but they don't give you free games every month. They don't. They don't have. This isn't
because you're not buying a subscription service.
Well, right. But I'm saying, like, you know, these subscription service things, like, you know, they don't have to give you these games. It's
well,
not
with
pretty
PlayStation
much like
PlayStation Plus. They do because that's what PlayStation Plus was.
It's what it was.
Like that.
Not
was
what it is now.
That was the entire draw of the program, was getting pretty much free game rentals.
It's how it was. It's not how it is now, though. Now it is your online subscription and everything like that. So that's why I kind of feel like, you know, and the same thing with the Microsoft's end of it. They didn't have to give people games for free for having gold. That's their subscription base to play online. They don't have to give you shit. The fact that they are, I think, is cool. It's not like, you know, nobody would have went, like, if the free games per subscription based thing wasn't a thing, nobody would be turning to Microsoft and being like, why aren't you giving us games for free because we're signing up for your service? Like,
yeah,
that would be completely.
But I don't even I don't even expect it.
The way
it's just a cool bonus.
Yeah, I can care less. Like, I pay the $60 a year.
You
I mean,
couldn't
it's a,
care less.
Yeah, like, whatever. I pay the $60.
See, I could for, care less.
I pay the $60 for a year, and it's done. If they want to give me a free game or two, I'm okay.
Wow, you
with
actually
it.
Pay $60?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. It's not Black Friday.
You don't need Black Friday. Not for subscription discounts.
Nope.
But the way I see it is with Xbox Live, they gave you something else. With your PlayStation Plus, they're giving you free games, and they're actually lowering the requirements for stuff like Netflix and Hulu and all
that
other
stuff. I'm so glad they're fucking doing that, man.
But they're giving you stuff. PlayStation, your free online gameplay, they took that away.
Yeah.
That's where I see the disconnect between comparing the two, is Xbox gave you free games when you weren't paying for free games. PlayStation took away your free online gameplay and making you pay for it now.
Right, but I'm just talking about the games themselves.
Yeah. I'm comparing the two services.
No, I gotcha. I understand.
Like, Xbox Live, you knew from day one that you're going to be paying for an Xbox Live subscription to play online, which I'm in favor of because it makes the service better.
Yeah, and I mean, I rarely had fucking problems with servers on Xbox.
Yeah.
Rarely. So, and I think that's because they took some of that portion to upkeep on their servers and get everything running smooth.
Plus, Xbox Live Gold is, Xbox Live in general is secure.
Yes.
It's like the people who still bitch about the Kinect. They're saying, oh, it's an NSA machine. Oh, they're going to spy on you.
Oh, my God.
People are like, okay, well, are you going to trust a company that has come out and said that they will not sell your information or they have no connection to the NSA and your privacy is your privacy and you get to control how it's used? Or do you want to trust the company who already lost your private information for an extended period of time and where their terms of service with the PS4 and the camera say that they can and will use it to monitor you if they want?
I'm not going to get on the whole NSA thing, but the whole thing with people that actually say that with the Kinect, the camera, because of how smart it is and so forth and so on. What are you doing that you're playing Xbox that you don't want other people to see?
We talked about it before.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And the people who complain are complaining on Facebook where they don't have any privacy at all.
Right.
Presumably from their laptop or mobile phone that has a camera built in where they have no privacy at all. Right.
I just play a video game, so honestly, if they want to sneak in and watch me, that's fine. I'll be in my boxers.
If Microsoft or the NSA wants to watch me play Watch Dogs in my underwear, sorry. You asked for it.
Grab a bowl of popcorn.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Understood. Turn the light on so I know you're there. I'll take my underwear off. Just for you.
I'll give you a show.
You can enjoy these fat titties over here.
Tig old bitties.
Hell yeah. So anything else? Anything else you want to talk about, Eric, since you are our guest of honor?
Is there any other news?
Not really. It's a slow week.
Any movies? Movies?
I'm not a movie guy.
Yeah, this isn't really a movie podcast.
You suck.
Yeah. Talk to Taras.
Yeah, get in touch with Pappy for that, even though he doesn't do a movie podcast. But
he could.
Anything else you're playing or looking forward to playing? I know you were talking about being interested in
Dying
Murdered.
Light. Murdered. Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting on that, which comes out
Tuesday.
What is that?
Kind of like a murder. I think along the lines of L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a murder type mystery. Like
solve the cases and all the other stuff.
That could be cool. Ship blows up.
I don't know if it's true or not. I heard that the game is near impossible to lose. Like, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's not fun.
It doesn't matter how the interrogations or investigations go. They'll always find a way to move the story on. And again, L.A. Noire was kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Like, if you fail it, they'll still find a way to progress with the story to keep it moving. But who knows?
Yeah, I'm looking
forward
to that.
Reviews aren't out yet.
Dying Light next year.
Yeah. Dying Light looks fucking crazy.
Next year.
Still a bummer it got delayed, but
I'm really upset about that.
I am eagerly awaiting August and the Xbox One version of Der Burbler, Reaper of Souls.
Reaper of Buttholes. Yeah, the stuff that they're adding to the console version is definitely interesting. But we shall see. There was some talks of, once the console version is out, they may incorporate some of the stuff that they are doing for the console version on the PC version.
Nice.
Essentially, some of it, because I think it was like the Nephilim Valor or the Nephilim Glory or something like that. That was originated just for console, but they ended up implementing it into the PC version once the console version was out and it was well received. Just there was a lot of people that liked that and wanted to bring it over.
What was that? The Nephilim whatever?
It's like I think it was like a magic find boost and like a.
All right.
Experience boost for like a certain amount of time, depending on how many orbs you fucking
faces experience boost.
It is. But yeah, like there's two main things that they're adding to the console version as opposed to the PC version that I think is kind of interesting. One of them,
they're adding a real money auction house.
No. One of the things is, let's say I'm on my level 70 and you're just starting, they will actually augment your gear to better represent gear that would be equivalent to a level 70 so that you'd be able to play with me.
Right.
That's interesting.
What it is, yeah, is it's so you just can't, or him or whoever the 70, just can't run the dude through.
Well, it's not that, because you can still do that. It's more of the thing like, you know, if I've been putting a lot of the time into the game and you haven't been, but we want to play together, and it's like, well, I'm already like really further along. I don't want to play with you because you're only going to slow me down. They kind of boost that lower character up.
Oh, they boost the lower character.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, that's the interesting part, because normally they just level they normally, sync the higher.
Yeah,
level.
That's what I was
exactly
thinking.
They're boosting the lower character up so that they can actually, you know, do shit.
Are they at least going to like alter the experience earned so that this level one isn't going to just run through skyrocket one level and they'll be level 45 after one stage?
Mm-hmm. No, it'll scale. It'll scale with what's, you know, what's purposeful and what's correct.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's actually really cool. I like
that. Yeah, I like that idea a lot, because then, you know, like if I ended up picking it up and I did want to play with Joe, something like that, you know, because I would probably be light years ahead because it's all I would play, because it's all I play now, we would still be able to play with each other. And I, like, you know, he wouldn't feel like he's not getting anything out of it. I wouldn't feel like I'm getting, you know, drug along. So
I told you that, he goes on about Diablo.
That whole conversation just did not sound right.
But you,
I get what you
understand
mean.
What I'm getting. And then the only other thing that I know of, for the console version is the Nemesis thing, which I think is like the coolest fucking idea in the world. So, and I think it's more interesting on hardcore than it will be on softcore. But let's say I'm in my game, like playing by myself, and an elite pack comes up and one of the members of the elite pack kills me. Okay. That member of the elite pack becomes like a beefier, crazier version of themselves.
Yeah.
And now can invade your game and try and kill you. And if it kills you, then it gets bigger and beefier and then moves on to another person that's like within our friends lists or whatever.
That's pretty cool.
So the way that the reason why I'm excited for it is I'm thinking along the lines of hardcore. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, here's the guy that killed me.
Like, and for now, good.
For good. Because hardcore is, as soon as your character dies, he's gone forever. Now he's coming after you. And he's bigger and stronger. Oh, hope you're ready. Like, you know what I mean? Or, hurry up, I need to make another character and try and level him up so I could try and help you kill the thing that originally killed my other character. You know, like, just little stuff like that, like, I just think is really, really interesting.
It reminds me of kind of a similar feature with that Lord of the Rings Shadow of Mordor that's coming out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Where each monster in the game is its own individual monster. And, like, if you fight a group of enemies and one of them gets away, like, you'll run into him again. He'll remember
you.
Like, he'll become your enemy. He'll get stronger, more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well that's going to work in that game, because it sounds really ambitious.
Yeah. But that's that. Like, I'm really excited for that. So. Although I really, like, you know, I didn't want to, like, divvy up the time that I've spent in Diablo and essentially start from scratch again. But if it's one of those things where it'll get me to play with some more of my friends, then I would consider it, you know.
And it's not like, you are starting fresh, but it's not like you're starting on a new game. So you already know the concept. You already know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what kind of takes some of the fun out of it.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's the same redundant
quest
and everything else.
I'm excited at the prospect that apparently my Xbox 360 character will transfer over to the Xbox
One. It will, yeah.
Well, I knew that the PS3 and PS4 would transfer over, but I didn't really hear any confirmation that your 360 character will transfer to the Xbox One, which is equally cool.
Yeah. And equally as important, because that's the thing too, is the Reaper of Souls, and this is a good thing and a bad thing. Reaper of Souls essentially is an expansion with the console version. It is a standalone game, so
not really, because the box art says includes the original Diablo 3.
Well, and now here's the thing though. That's the thing. You don't need to own that original Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Because it has all of the content. Yeah. It has all of the content from Diablo 3 in it. So all those disc copies of Diablo 3 and everybody that bought Diablo 3, throw it out the window or trade it in because you're not going to need it. Like, period. And then all of them are essentially just going to drop so far down in price that it'll only be worth like fucking $5, maybe, tops. Because anybody that really wants to play Diablo is going to want the expansion because it has all of the same shit and more. So there's no reason to have the other version.
I don't know. They still sell vanilla versions of games alongside the Game of the Year versions. So you never know. People might want that cheaper option.
We'll see. We'll see. It would be stupid of them to buy it, but we'll see.
You never know. Sometimes someone only has $20. They don't have 60. Like, I'd rather play a lesser version of Diablo than not play it at all.
Yeah, but they won't get adventure mode. They won't get all the other stuff.
They could get that eventually. Options.
Yeah. Nobody likes options, Joe.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
Fucking connectless Xbox.
Nobody wants options. They need to be like, oh, this is what I need to get. Okay, I'll just
Kinect
buy that
is then. Dead. Long live the Kinect.
It is. I'm upset by that,
it's
too.
I'm still getting Fantasia when it comes out. I don't give a fuck. And I'll still have it to say Xbox pause.
Yep.
Which is all that matters in life.
But I think essentially what's going to happen with that is the people who actually pre-ordered the Xbox without the Kinect, they're finally going to come out with the Kinect on its own standalone, and someone's going to be like, oh, I want it for the voice. And it's going to be like $100.
Probably.
And they're going to be like, oh, well, I paid $400 for the console, plus the games I bought, plus the Kinect for $100. I should have just bought the bundle.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to tell you right now, realistically, I can't imagine them selling the Kinect for less than like $110.
We were talking.
I honestly expect $150.
We were talking about that. I expect anywhere from $100 to $150.
I want to say, like, my legitimate number, I'm going with 120.
Because essentially, if you look at that accessory compared to the other accessories that's actually needed, you need a controller. If you want to play with a friend, you need another one. That is $60.
Yep.
Just for a controller. The Xbox headset is 80?
Well, that's for, like, the good headset.
Well, yeah. Well,
just the
naturally.
Normal one that comes with the system is, like,
but that's
$20.
Just a headset. A controller... So imagine what that camera's going to be. I want to say 150.
That's my guess.
Yeah, it could be.
That's my guess.
It could be. Yeah, when you put it that way, it could be.
Like, hey, fucker, you should have bought the bundle.
Yeah, you should have bought the bundle.
Dick.
Yeah.
But how many people won't buy it at all? They're like, oh, I never needed it before. I still think if you're getting it without the Kinect, you're missing the point.
Right. But I use the voice commands more than anything.
At least you can play Dead Rising 3 finally.
Yeah.
It's just, how fun is it to play Dead Rising 3 and you see zombies and you're like, hey, fuck face! And they run over to you.
Wait, what?
You can yell at the zombies in Dead Rising and they'll come at you.
All right.
I'm
going to pick it up.
You mean you didn't pick that up with your console?
I did not.
You're dumb.
It was staring at me and I just didn't buy it.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I'll just steal Joe's copy.
Dumb.
Break it and steal it.
Punch
you. And it'd be nice to have company.
So dumb.
Yeah. I need to buy it.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Well, Joe, music?
I figure since I've been playing Wolfenstein and it comes with a beta for the new Doom game eventually... Maybe hit up OC Remix and find some old school Wolfenstein and Doom remixes.
I'm perfectly fine with that. I think the guitarist from Meshuggah actually did like some original scores for the new Wolfenstein.
Nice.
I think. I'll have to look that up.
Wolfenstein. EX plus alpha. Oh, there was a sex scene in Wolfenstein, and the girl has no tits.
Wait, what?
There's a sex scene in Wolfenstein, and the character model for the woman has no tits.
Like she's censored or literally no, just there's a just, flat there's no chest?
Nipples? There's no nipples on the character model.
Is that how they get away with it?
Well, you can have nudity in games.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think that's how they got away with it.
Yeah, but it's still a mature
rating. What's the rating? It doesn't really mature, matter. Right? It's yeah, mature. So it shouldn't matter.
It's incredibly violent. It is Wolfenstein, by the way. It's,
right.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Germans and Nazis, so.
I noticed it. Like, the cutscene came up, and I was checking something on the computer, and I just heard moaning. Like, what the fuck? Oh, a sex scene. And then, like, you could see kind of like the side back, side boob view. And it was just like boob, no, you couldn't see any nipple or anything. And then in the morning, you wake up next to her and she goes to stand up. And you can clearly see that the character model has no tits on her.
That's weird. That's awkward.
So yeah, use it.
I still think that is their way to censor it.
Yeah, but they don't need to.
Yeah, they don't need to.
If it's a mature rated game, they don't need to. Look at fucking Duke Nukem had tits.
Yeah, that is true.
Look at The Witcher.
Oh my God.
Yeah, The Witcher was bad.
Witcher 2? Holy shit. Like, full on bush, like, really into it sex scenes.
There you go.
This ain't right. Hot coffee days anymore.
Yeah, right?
Games are getting pretty hot graphic coffee. When they can.
Hot coffee. But,
yeah. Remixes. Yay.
We'll be right back.
none of this is going to make it to the show.